How many of you remember where the tradition of Memorial Day started? How many of you know that it wasn't always called Memorial Day? Yeah. It used to be called Decoration Day.
And, right.
Yeah. And what happened, how that came about, was after the Civil War, and I'm not sure what the year. I was thinking it's 1868, but it might have been closer to the end of the war. A group of women in a small town here in the South, widows, brothers or sisters and different things, they gathered, and in their little town that was semi-destroyed, they marched down to the cemetery, the local cemetery, gathered up a lot of flowers and a lot of different things, and they decorated the graves, both northern troops and southern troops. It wasn't just for the southern boys. Not only were they doing that, and where their dead was buried, they were burying their hatred by putting flowers and so forth on the grave. And then you think, well, I wonder why it's always in May. Well, because there's flowers available in May. And it was, I think it was the third Helga, so it was either the 30th or 31st for years and years in May. Was it the 30th?
30th,
yeah. So then some of our people in wisdom that served in Congress wanted a longer weekend. So in 1971 or somewhere around in there, they changed it to the first Monday in May. But that's okay, because we know what we're celebrating. But it's turned out to be more of it's the traditional beginning of summer rather than really what it's meant to be. And we thank God for those women early that just realized. And I think the most important thing, as they were saying, that we also buried our hatred, because there was Union soldiers and Confederate soldiers in the same graveyard. See, I think about Stan when I was researching.
Stan has a lot of information on that.
So just remember that it's more than just the last Monday in May. It's really a day that we should be able to humble ourselves and thank God for those who serve.